Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, this Sunday night they're going to be handing out the Oscars, and how are they going to do that? What's it going to look like? Joining us right now from ABC News to talk more about that, entertainment correspondent Jason Nathanson. Good morning, Jason.
Hey, good morning.
You know, I was wondering, well, what did they do last year? Last year was before all the lockdown stuff started, wasn't it?
It was. It was at the end of... It was actually kind of early-ish in February last year. So it was... We were thinking about it a little. I was trying to remember. I was on the red carpet talking to people. There weren't... You know, I think we knew of coronavirus at that point, but nobody was really all that concerned about it.
Right.
It's too much in the U.S. So the show went on as normal, and then, you know, a month or so later, everything got locked down. So
yeah.
This will be the first time. We've seen award shows, obviously, over the past years. And most recently, the Grammys was in person, and they had everybody there. So you had Taylor Swift next to Beyonce, and people were in masks, but they were there in person and performing in person. So they've tried really hard for the Oscars to kind of recreate that. So they'll have, you know, as many people as possible there in Los Angeles, in downtown L.A., at the Union Station, which is a train station. It's a different venue than they normally use. And they'll have people spread out. You can only bring one person, so it'll be a much smaller crowd than we're used to seeing. There'll be a tiny red carpet. There's only a couple outlets that are going to be on there. And they'll have some satellite locations. So if you're in London, you can join via satellite. But you cannot join from home. There's no Zoom option. So if you cannot make it to one of these satellite locations, then it'll just be your picture on the screen, and they'll say, you know, we accept this award on your behalf.
I feel like Jason Sudeikis was the one that ruined that when he showed up in his tie-dyed sweatshirt getting baked. That just wasn't a good look, and that's not what the Oscars want, is it?
It's not what the Oscars want, but I mean, I think it's what people want. I think it's what the audience wants. People were delighted to see that. That was fun for them. Look, these award shows, I think a lot of people, especially when it comes to the Oscars, people think they take themselves too seriously, that Hollywood takes itself too seriously, and that this is just, you know, them slapping themselves on the back. And I think there's something to that. This is also a very important night for a lot of people. This is what, you know, if you are an actor or you are a cinematographer or you make documentaries, you've dreamed of this since you were a kid. You've accepted your Oscar in front of a mirror, you know, for years,
yeah.
And now the night is finally here. So there's a lot of importance to that. And there's a lot of celebration of movies. And movies are something that, you know, over the last year, we've really lost the ability to see communally. We can see the movies. Obviously, people can watch. They have much more access these days with streaming. But that communal thing, that's what we lost. And that's what they're going to try to reignite the passion for, I think, on Sunday.
Is there any movie that you think is going to be the one that takes home all the medals? Is there one overriding film that you think is going to collect the most awards?
Yeah, I think Nomadland right now is the film with the most momentum. This is Frances McDormand's film directed by Chloe Zhao about a woman who, she kind of is on the edges of society. She lives in a van. She drives from job to job. And I think a lot of people, they recognize themselves in this movie this year. They felt a lot of the things that this character is feeling, whether it's economic insecurity or the desire just to be on the fringes of society and be a little more isolated from people. People have chosen that a lot more over the past year. And I think a lot of people have connected with that, and that's one of the reasons it's doing so well. It is probably as much of a lock as you can get for Best Picture. You know, nothing is guaranteed and nothing is 100%, but it's won all the precursor awards that it should win on the way to a Best Picture Oscar. Chloe Zhao, the director, she's as much as a lock as you can be for Best Director. And if she wins, she'll be the first woman of color to ever win Best Director, and only the second woman in the Oscars' 93-year history to win Best Director. So there could be some history made on Sunday as well.
No host for the show again this year. Do you think that's
nope.
Are we done with hosts for the Oscars for now?
You know, it's possible. I thought if any year was a year to bring back a host, it would be this year because of the way things are just so different. And to have somebody to thread everything through, one single person to kind of be the touchstone for the night, feels like it would be something that they would want. But the way they're doing it this year is the producers have said they're going to try to treat the show more like a movie. And so the people who are presenters are more like a cast than they are just, you know, people who are up there giving out awards. So there seems like there will be some kind of scripted element, and there will be kind of hosts for different moments. It's kind of weird, and I don't know what to expect. You know, yeah. The way they've tried to explain it, I don't know how it's actually going to look. But the fact that we don't have a host, and to your question, are hosts done? For the Oscars, possibly for other award shows, it seems like they're still going with hosts.
Yeah. All right. Well, it'll be interesting to see. I think you're right. We don't know what we're going to see on Sunday. And it's either going to work really well, and we're all going to be talking Monday morning about what a great show it was, or we're all going to get up and say, what the heck was that? I don't think there's going to be any middle ground there.
I agree with you 100%, because anytime anybody's ever tried to reinvent the Oscars,
right.
It doesn't work. Because at the end of the day, it's an award show, and you have to give out 24 awards in 3 hours. So there's not much wiggle room when it comes to how you can make things different.
Yeah, that'll be very interesting. Jason, appreciate your time with us this morning. Thanks so much.
All right, take care.
Yeah, bye-bye.